Today, we're going to take a look at JetBrains going to war with a new version of ReSharper. ReSharper, would you believe it? In VS Code. We're going to take a look at SQL Server actually getting a good feature. And also, Windows Update gets an update in another career-limiting episode of Ted's Tech Show. So hold on to your hats, despite in 2021, JetBrains said that ReSharper would not come to VS Code. Well, they wanted that C-sharp dev kit revenue because ReSharper comes to Microsoft Visual Studio Code. It's here, it's happening, public preview, now open. It's even cheekily listed on the marketplace. Let's click install, see what happens. We are taken to installer. Do you trust the publisher JetBrains? Yeah, I do, actually. I used to use ReSharper. We all did back in the day. You know, Visual Studio plus ReSharper. New developer would join your team and they would say, please, ReSharper license, please. They would be very unhappy if they didn't get a ReSharper license. So we've installed it. Now, I'm told that we actually have to uninstall these other ones. So we're going to disable that. Yeah, we're going to disable C-sharp and the C-sharp dev kit because apparently ReSharper does not like it. So here we have a blank folder and let's see what we get here. .NET new MVC. Does that actually work? Come on. Yeah, we have an MVC project because we love MVC. So to try and get the new Solution Explorer to light up, we'll do .NET new SLN. And then hopefully .NET SLN add dot. We have added it to the solution. And then reopening it, we finally see the JetBrains Early Access Program User Agreement. Scroll all the way down, does it actually have anything? Except ReSharper cache processing in the corner. That brings me back to Visual Studio days. Look, it's flashing up. Ah, it's hiding down here in the bottom left. ReSharper Solution Explorer. Classic. So we have a new, nice ReSharper Solution Explorer here. What can we do? Add class. Look at this. Wow, look at this. What does this say? Class home controller is never used. Now, you don't get that in C-sharp dev kit, do you? Look. So let's do my favorite ReSharper test, which is seeing how hard it is to do. Read-only, logger, like this. See if we can create our constructor. What's going to be the shortcut? Oh, look at this. Initialize field from constructor. Banging. That is classic ReSharper. Used to do that all the time. Now you don't need C-sharp dev kit. And I'm genuinely concerned about this. I think Microsoft are going to try and squash ReSharper in Visual Studio Code. This doesn't align with their business model. They want you to pay $50 a month for a Visual Studio Pro subscription to have a functional C-sharp experience in VS Code. They don't want you paying JetBrains. Yeah, enjoy this while it lasts.
Who's the MVP?
It's Sean Wildermuth. Database fans, get ready. This is fantastic. SQL Server 2025. What is amazing is that they used Reddit to make a decent announcement about this. And okay, so they call it AI ready, right? AI. So there are two major new features in SQL Server 2025 that I think are going to be dangerously useful, right? The first one is this guy, SP invoke external REST endpoint. This will allow your stored procedures or triggers or functions or whatever to go and ping things out in the outside world. Maybe load some data, has to be secure, HTTPS REST endpoint. I reckon they'll only allow Azure SQL to use this function. I wouldn't be surprised if that is the case in the final version. Wow, does get, post, put, and it loads a response. Now, once we have a response from a REST endpoint in SQL Server, this is quite scary, all right? Because to do this previously, you would have had to have put some .NET managed library thing in, people have done, and call that from your stored procedures, you might want to use this to get some JSON from a server. Now, JSON has been supported in SQL Server actually in a rudimentary sense for a very long time. You've been able to parse and query within JSON. You just put JSON in a varchar max blob and you've been able to do OpenJSON. You've even been able to convert columns to JSON with 4JSON, right? But it's never been perfect, it's never been finished, and everyone's been using Postgres for the native JSON support. But now they've been adding, and will add, the JSON data type. It's finally here. SQL Server 2025 now has basically feature parity with Postgres. For your hybrid apps, you can use this. You don't have to use a relational database plus Cosmos or whatever. You can just do this. And I'm kind of apprehensively worried about what's going to happen. We're going to call a REST API, get some JSON, put it in the JSON data type in SQL Server. And when they say AI ready, this is probably what they mean, like more AI appropriate features to build AI apps. Maybe that's where they're going with this. There is a load of stuff that I barely understand around vector database querying and stuff, but I'm most excited about this stuff. JSON, proper JSON, SQL Server, that's my favorite new feature. I actually can't wait. It's going to make my life a lot easier. Pretty much every app I build ends up putting a JSON blob in SQL Server, so can't wait. Surprise, everyone's favorite Windows feature, Windows Update. Is getting an update, and what does that mean for software developers? Well, probably absolutely nothing, because nobody's going to care, okay? But what they want is Windows Update to be unified and show updates from everything. Now, what's probably going to happen is that all the Windows Store apps, I used to have an app in the Windows Store, genuinely, actually used to sell it, used to make money, and I took it down because didn't make enough. The Twitter discussion has been brutal, though, including this great point. Don't understand the point of this Windows Update way to serve app updates. Just fix the existing SH1T. I agree. That's what they should be doing. But what they want is for custom app updaters to register with the orchestrator. Is this going to happen? I highly doubt it. There's one fantastic comment here from this guy, Hoity, that says, can we invite the office devs to the private preview? So Microsoft developed apps will use this new platform. Correct. Until Microsoft uses it for their own apps, all of them, don't believe the word they say, right? Don't believe the word they say. This is just, it's just not going to happen, is it? Right. If you found that entertaining, don't forget I have a blog thing, link down below. You can click it. You can subscribe and get this yapping in textual form instead of through your ear holes, which you don't probably want. Thanks for watching. It's been a pleasure.